Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. It is indeed the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Both of those two gentlemen are off today. I am Mark Rohde in, and the man about whom you just heard in that wonderful Chris Tannehill, we call him Tanny, open, it is Lou Kanellis.
Tanny, I love you. That was beautiful. And I love Cassie Carlson as well. She does such a great job, and she did not throw me under the bus. She protected me, even though I like to eat my Greek yogurt in the elevator.
So she could have. She could have called you out. That was an
repulsive.
I like that word.
Yeah,
you are repulsive, sir. It's so funny because I was going to ask Tanny, Chris Tannehill, I was going to request, hey, maybe you could dig up some of the old Lou Kanellis, Michael Jordan stuff from back when he was. But I was like, there's no way he doesn't already have that. And I thought to myself, there's probably no way he's not going to have some of that in the open. And there it was. And at that moment, I'm like, this is what you should, like, you should have been, when Sammy Sosa was giving you a hard time and telling you, like, basically, like, I did not expect that from you. The heads will roll here. You will die with the rest of the non-believers. Is what I felt like was going to be the next word out of. So you should have been like, dude, do you know who I am?
Do you know the people
that you're pretty big in this town? But there was a guy that wore number 23 and occasionally 45, Michael Jordan, that was in this town. And for real, to some of our younger listeners out there, yes, this man right here, Lou Kanellis, was kind of the, through my eyes anyway, the original sideline reporter in this town anyway, locally. And I'm sure you could probably cite other people that did the job and did the job well as well. But you were just as part of everything that went on as anybody, because it was Lou's microphone after the game was over, and he'd be talking to, more times than not, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, whomever. But those two felt like more than anybody, and understandably.
Mark, I was so blessed in my 30s to have that part of my career, and to have guys like MJ and Pip and Dennis Rodman and Ron Harper and Phil Jackson that were part of those broadcasts. But guys, the two men that really paved the way for sideline reporters were Ahmad Rashad. Whether you liked him or not, he had a relationship, a special relationship with MJ, always did a solid job, former professional athlete, and the great and late Craig Sager.
Yeah.
I just loved watching, who was one of the nicest gentlemen you'd ever meet, who had one of the top wardrobes you'd ever see with his, you know, different types of sport jackets out there. And they challenged me in those days on the sidelines. You know, it's funny because I have a 7-year-old daughter, Gia, now.
Yeah.
And I know Gia's listening.
Oh, and hi, Gia.
And Gia just, you know, she wasn't around, obviously, during the 90s when I was doing Bulls sidelines. And it's tough because you try to explain to her who Michael Jordan was, and she's at that age where she just doesn't get it yet. But over the last year, she's heard about Michael Jordan more and more. And there is someone on social media, on Instagram, and I can't exactly think of who that, what his handle is right now, but he will post some of those old interviews. And recently, one that actually went viral was MJ and I were talking outside of the locker room in Charlotte following a game. So on the road, I would talk to Michael outside of the Bulls locker room, and at home, it'd be on the United Center floor.
Sure.
And in Charlotte, outside of the locker room, the players would go behind me, and some would throw a towel over my head, or they would hit me from behind. But this one time, Ron Harper cracked MJ in the back of the head as he walked into the locker room. And if you see the video, I don't know if you've ever seen a real angry Michael Jordan.
Oh, I mean.
But he turned around and he was ready to get it on with someone who hit him in the back of the head on live TV.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
Oh, and Harp of all. But I think once he knew it was Ron Harper, he was probably like, oh, it's Harp.
Okay. Oh, that was one of his guys.
Right. I mean, one of the OGs
Harp and MJ
on that
were
team.
Best friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now that I'm thinking of, and I'll try, I don't want to go down this whole wormhole, but like I think of Ron Harper when he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was sort of MJ-esque.
Yeah,
in
he
terms
was baby
of his,
MJ.
And baby, like one of the many. And then he, through injury. And
well, he suffered the horrific ACL injury. That really was, sidelined his career.
It did. And he remained a terrific defensive player. That's why he started for those teams, right? It wasn't the whatever 10, 12 points he put up a game. It was the lockdown defense that a man named Harp did play.
Michael had such great respect for his game that when he became a free agent, the Bulls went out and signed him. Jerry Krause made the move, brought him in. And what was great about Ron Harper back then was Harp knew his role. He knew he was on the roster not to score 25, 30 points a game. He was on the roster to make sure he locked down the glove, Gary Payton.
The glove.
Okay. And no one harassed players in the backcourt, as well as Ron Harper. He had that terrific wingspan,
yeah.
Remember?
Yes, yeah.
And because he played to his role so well, it was one of the big reasons why the Bulls were able to rattle off 6 world championships. Guys knew their roles. They knew 23 was the number one score, 33 was the number two score, and also a heck of a defender. And Dennis was out there to rebound.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That was... The roles were known on that team, and that's part of why it worked, and that's part of why Phil Jackson lasted as long as he did, that he made those parts right. We'll continue to talk about such things throughout the show here today. But Bruce, why do I keep wanting to call you Bruce? And I did it backstage, and I just did it again. Lou
I love
Canales.
Bruce Levine.
Yeah, no, Bruce is the best. Bruce is the best. But you're not Bruce. You are Lou. The Bears minicamp is over. They are done. The bell has rung for recess until training camp, basically, except for an OTA here or there that will not be heavily attended by veteran players. That just typically doesn't happen.
But Roma Dunze said he was going to show
up.
Oh,
he did? Okay.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, okay. Good. Maybe there will be something. Maybe the new coach effect will bring more players there. But this minicamp, I'm trying to sum up the way I felt about, like just in a couple of sentences, what I thought about this 3-day Bears minicamp. And what I will say about it is that it looked similar to what I've seen in the past with minicamps and OTAs and training camps, even if you would like, in that the play looks similar. Like Caleb Williams, the defense does appear to have gotten the better of the offense on the days more often than not. On the days that we got to see, now Wednesday, the day you and I were both there, that was a good Caleb Williams day, and we could talk about that. But it is similar in that more rough moments for the offense than good moments for the offense. What is different, though, is the sound of the practices and the sound of what the players and the coaches are saying. I could say even literally with the voices that we are hearing, with just a more animated form of coaching that we're seeing, with Ben Johnson stopping plays or getting in players' faces and then telling the media afterwards why it was wrong. So the attention to detail.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Which everybody is going to boast. Everybody's going to tell you that they're really paying attention to detail. And I'm sure we heard it in the previous regimes, but this one in particular seems to be breaking it down just a little bit more than others at this point. So those are two big takeaways. And then I think the other one too is that this has been, in terms of the chat, the social media, the reaction to the Bears, it is hot out there when it comes to Caleb Williams and the expectations that he has and the assumption from so many people that he's still going to be great. And if you say anything that is even slightly askew to that, people are not liking. So it's high sensitivity time right now for Caleb Williams, and why not?
I'm with those fans. I'm with those fans that are challenging the critics of Caleb Williams, the detractors, in that, listen, I think that this is his opportunity to show us why we were told he should be the number one pick in the draft, and he is potentially going to be a generational quarterback. All right, it is his time. He needs to be a top 10 quarterback. Maybe it doesn't happen this first year under Ben Johnson, because it will take time. It will take time for him to learn the new scheme, to learn his new teammates, to learn what makes his head coach tick, his offensive coordinator, his new quarterback's coach. I get it. But when it's all said and done, and I'm talking about year two under Ben Johnson, he better be one of the top 10 quarterbacks out there, or the Bears fail with that number one pick.
Oh, so you're giving him until year two.
Year two, which would be year three on his contract, and year four, it's time for a new deal or else.
Right. But so do you look at this, though, as like a developmental year then for Caleb Williams?
No, it's not a development. He's beyond developing.
Okay.
All right. He's already played in the NFL. All right. He already can look on tape at his warts, at where he needs help, all right? He has been given a much better offensive line. If he's running for his life this year and is sacked 68 times, then everyone out there, fans, Ryan Poles, head coach Ben Johnson, we were all wrong. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Caleb Williams is going to be given time to throw the football effectively and move this team on offense with arguably one of the top five offensive minds in the game. Just let me go back to what you originally said, and that was, it looked the same, but sounded differently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, it looked the same, but I can't tell you how much I was fixated on Ben Johnson, thinking to myself, it wasn't long ago, this guy was coaching tight ends in Miami. All right, not considered one of the great offensive minds in football, and I don't know what he was making. If you want to go back to when he was a quality control coach, making nothing in the NFL, and today he's got 13 years, $5 million a season, $65 million guaranteed, and guess what? Every millionaire that plays on that roster is listening to what he has to say. Whether they agree with it or not, there is one sheriff on that practice field, and it's Ben Johnson. And to me, I watch the players, and he had all their attention because he's got the 5-year deal. He ain't going anywhere. And the other guys, all right, some of them, a guy like Sweat's not going to be cut with the money that he's got coming. But some of the other guys, either you're going to play to his level or get out.
He comes in with credibility unlike any of his predecessors, I think, before. And I'll just keep it at Matt Eberflus. When Matt Eberflus was named as the head coach, we were all looking up Matt Eberflus. Who the hell is Matt Eberflus? I didn't hear, like, that name didn't sound familiar to me when that first got announced that Matt Eberflus was the head coach. And that goes the same for the players. Got to look this guy up. Okay, sounds pretty good. In the case of Ben Johnson, he is the star candidate. So everybody's heard of him. He's out there. So, yeah, they are going to pay attention until it doesn't work. And hopefully it does work for the case of the Bears. And for once, it does work that he is the guy. And that's what this season is all about.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.